Mm-hmm.
Anything else, like for breakfast?
Biscuits.
What kinds of things would be made with cornmeal?
Cornbread. Hush puppy.
Have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
No.
Okay. How about any been cornmeal made with cracklings in it?
Now, I've heard of that, but I've never, as far as I know, never eaten any, and have never made any.
How about cornmeal that you just stir up some cornmeal and milk or together and just kind of heat it up? Cornmeal mush?
Mush? I don't know. I've never eaten any, but I'm not familiar with it.
And cornbread is just like round?
Yes.
Okay.
Or sticks, or muffins, you know.
All cornbread to you, though.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Now, if you're talking about, basically there are two kinds of bread. There's the homemade bread on the one hand, and the kind you buy at the store would be called? Anything that you bought, a cake or something.
Store-bought.
Store-bought, right. Right. Okay, something that's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center. Sweet.
A donut.
Right. Now, sometimes you make a batter and you fry like three or four of these things at a time for breakfast. Stack them up.
Pancakes.
Right, right. You know any other names, older names for those?
Hotcakes.
You have heard hotcakes around here?
I don't know whether I've heard of it or in books or something like that.
What would you call the inside part of the egg?
Yolk.
Okay. What color would you say the yolk is?
Yellow.
If you cooked eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
Poached.
Okay. And then And then if you leave the shell on and cook them in hot water, you call them?
Boiled.
Boiled
eggs.
Right. Yeah, poached was going to be my next question. You answered it before I got there. That was good. Sometimes when you're cooking like greens or beans or something, you put some meat in it. What do you call that meat that people sometimes use in cooking vegetables?
Well, salt pork, I think, is what most people do. I just use bacon.
I wouldn't even know what that is. Have you ever heard it called fat back?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Would that mean the same to you as
Yeah, I would think so. But like I say, I'm not that real familiar with it.
Yeah.
But I have heard of salt pork more than I have fat back.
That's funny. I do the same thing. I just cook bacon. Although once I decided that was not good for you, and so I cooked some green beans once without it. Because all my life I'd always eaten it with they put fat back or something, you know, my mother does, but whatever. But with that taste. And I said, well, it's not good for you, all this cholesterol and all this junk. So I just cooked some. You know, I put all this, you know, other seasoning in it. Couldn't even eat them. I mean, I guess all of us who grow up in the South, all our lives, have eaten it in there.
Right.
And they tasted just like nothing.
Flat. Uh-huh.
Flat. I thought, I mean, they didn't even taste like green beans. And I realized, I don't even know what green beans taste like. All I know is what the meat tastes like. Do you know when they cut the side of a hog, what they call that meat?
Side of pork.
Side of pork.
Right.
Have you ever heard of anything called Midland?
No.
Okay. The kind of meat that, you've already said that, bacon. Now, the outside of edge of bacon, it's not on there anymore. It used to be that you used to have to cut it off. It comes already cut off now.
I know, it's skin.
Okay. The kind of meat that comes, it's hog meat ground up with
sausage.
You know, and a man that makes his living by grinding, cutting up meat is called a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, it starts smelling bad, you say the meat has done what?
Ruined.
Okay. Would you ever say spoiled? The meat has...
No, I'd probably say ruined.
After they butcher a hog, do you know what they make with the meat from its head?
No.